This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, yeah, in terms of reset, it was just talking about the money philosophy and spending and stuff. But like I told you, that we were always going to try and win this season. It's all about winning in 2025. It was never going to be a step back. I think you guys have been around the players and in the locker room and talking to players. It's been a little different down there in how they've approached things. And we saw it from day one in OTAs. Like the offensive and defensive groups would stay out on the field on their own, which I'd never seen here in years, for like an hour after OT as a group by themselves in their own time, walking through stuff, going through, holding each other accountable. You know, the stuff you saw like in the joint practices where our guys getting on each other about competing and stuff, that hadn't happened here in years. So it's a different mindset, you know, led by Mike, that we talked about right from that last team meeting at the end of last season when he told them what it was going to be. And it's been that way, and the players have responded incredibly. So we're excited. We're going to try and win as many games as we always can, and we feel good about the group and what it could be, and so we'll see how it plays out.
All right. All right, Woody, you got me on that one. Woo, man, we got a lot of stuff. Good morning to everybody, and ready to go here this morning. That was Chris Greer, general manager of the Miami Dolphins, talking about a reset and everything around it, and I like this team and all those things that we haven't been doing. And I don't have a lot of good things to say today, and so I do want to start with – for me, with Chris Greer, I don't think he's done a good enough job. I mean, let's just start with that. There was a lot of stuff said yesterday. We're going to play some of it for you as the show goes on. And look at whatever you think of him. And I know Dolphin fans, most of you, even the super positive ones, are always disappointed when we come up short year after year after year after year. And I'm with you, by the way. I'm with you probably as much or more. And I always say our fans take losses hard. I see it after games. I walk out with fans. I park in the middle of fans. I don't have a special parking spot, and so I get to hear it. And same people come up to me now knowing what my routine is and hit me from the time I'm going down the elevator to the time I jump in my car. And sometimes I sit on the side of the car, and fans that, after a couple of cold ones, like to vent about things that are going on and names. And Chris Greer is a general manager. At the end of the day, everything starts and finishes with him. He runs football. His title is the highest on that side of the building. It is. I know Brandon Shore's over there and reports to everybody and you know, can talk to the owner and Tom Garfinkel to give you a little breakdown of all the things. But when it comes to the football stuff and what we can do within the amount of money you have, now listen, we blew it out last year. We did. We spent a ridiculous amount of money. When they did that, I think everybody in our business knew, like, uh-oh, you can't do that every year. That was it. They blew it out last year trying to win it and extended contracts and gave out big contracts and a quarterback and two wide receivers and a cornerback got extensions. Or if you were pouting last year, you probably got your contract is pretty much what happened if you're a good player. So they did. They dished it out, and now, of course, they're coming back going, well, we can't sign this guy, we can't get that guy, and so we had gone cheap on, you know, all these things. The media has done a great job of explaining a lot of stuff, whichever guy you like and or even don't like, but they're onto it. They're onto this whole thing, and I watched this thing over the years now and have been here since we actually won some playoff games. I've been on this radio station, most of it, and been able to talk about every win and loss and lack of playoff success and everything else that's taken place. And I'm just trying to lead you up before I jump into this thing. So I heard Chris talking about this is the first time in 4 or 5 years he's seen guys stay around and enjoy. Like, well, how do you let that happen? Like, what, you're picking the friggin' guys. So now we switch it around and now everybody's coming out. I heard the players yesterday say, man, this is a great physical camp. This is what we needed. Okay, well, why'd this take so long? What have we been doing? Guys weren't sprinting out of here before after practice to get to the deli for a sandwich. I mean, what are we doing? So anytime I hear, yeah, I've been the GM and I've sat back and watched it, like, well, hey, what point do you step in there and go, hey, man, finally, this is the way it should look. You've been a GM for a while, and now finally now the guys are staying around and acting like they like each other and all that stuff. So it's been a real crap show around here before this year. It was really bad last year. And I get it. Jalen Ramsey's a big part of it. The F you guy and screw you and don't talk to me. And that's not my job to worry about that guy and all those things that Jalen Ramsey was all about. He was about, I'm really friggin' good. You go out and get a whole bunch of guys like me because when it's all said and done, I'm going to rank as one of the best at what I do. And listen, this behavior he had, before we start giving him money, everybody knew what he was like. I sat up with the Jacksonville guys, and they were laughing. They had him. They had him from a young, talented guy, and as he got better and he got the money, and then he won out. And then the Rams saw it. And everybody, oh, we got a great bargain on that one. He's a chemistry destroyer, besides being a great player, and was a really, really good player, and is still a good, solid player, I'm guessing. And we'll see as this thing goes on. So anyway, they're calling it a reset. Now, I don't know if a reset is related to a retool or a rebuild. Somebody would have to let me know if they're all cousins. Are they second? I have a whole bunch of cousins. What do you sound like, first cousins, second cousins? But anyway, he hit us with the reset. But he said, now, we got enough talent to win on this roster right now, and it's always about winning and all those things. And we want to let our fan base know, and he understands the frustration, and he's frustrated. Look at man, it's not personal. It's not, Chris. It's not personal. But your job is to find players to help build this thing. At the end of the day, coaches aren't making picks, and if they are, shame on you. Shame on you if they're handpicking what your roster looks like. I get you work with your coaches and your coordinators to put together a team. There's a lot to get to. We added some more players. We'll get into all that stuff yesterday. By the way, the media was right on target as they pick up another cornerback. Juju Brents is now on the team, waived off from the Colts, and former second-round pick, 25 years old, a long zone cover corner. Everybody says, again, a perfect fit for what we're doing here, along with what they're saying about Rasul Douglas towards the end of his career, the same stuff. So now we got three since camp started. We've now added on our six cornerbacks, three of them are brand new guys on this roster. So that's where we are. Jeff Wilson, practice squad, probably going to get called up. Kendall Lamb, yes, they weren't. Omar, you're right. They didn't feel they had enough, and they were scared to death. And by the way, I don't know if it's Larry Borum on one side or it's going to be Kendall Lamb on both sides. He's done a nice job as a backup tackle here. It was a great get. I don't know what went wrong with Philadelphia, if it was too much of a different style of run blocking and that stuff. So anyway, they let Kendall Lamb go. The Dolphins pick him up. Riley Patterson is going to be the kicker. So those were some of the moves filling up the practice squad yesterday that happened. And by the way, they may not be done. They're put in on the waiver wire and maybe hoping to get some more guys and see what happens on everybody's roster again today. So anyway, here's Chris Greer on the secondary.
Well, there's a number of people in this room, including me, have raised serious concerns about your secondary, mm-hmm. especially your cornerback position. Do you think we're making, to borrow your phrase, do you think we're more concerned about it than you are?
Oh, you're turning it on me, huh? Coach Weaver and Mike have been, very honest with you guys about it as well. We feel good about the room, adding Rasul Douglas in to the group. We feel it was good. We've been talking to him throughout the summer, as most of you guys have known. Getting Minka added to the group was huge for us. Some of the young players, their young corners, they have opportunities now to compete and make plays. I will tell you that Cam Smith is going on NFI today, so that's a little bit of a change. And also where we are right now, we're probably going to be aggressive here through the claims here this week today too, to make hopefully get a couple other players at positions and add them to the roster. So we feel good about that group. They've competed. They've done well, all spring and summer battling. A lot of the stuff that we're working on are not things that they're going to be doing in regular season games. You're not game planning, showing things to teams. So it was good to see them out competing and working. And we've been very happy with it. And I know you guys have heard some of our receivers talk about how the guys have done a nice job, throughout camp and stuff. So now listen, they're young. Some of those guys are young. They got to prove it. But we're excited about what the potential could be. But they have to do it now and for real starting next Sunday.
All right, so first of all, there ain't no we in GM, just so you know. There is no we in GM. There's not. There's no we. This is not like from the equipment manager to who's running the field up to Chris Greer and everybody in between. There's no we in GM. There's just not. So I'm hearing a lot of things. Hey, we're looking to add more guys, to be honest. We're checking the waiver wire. You don't go around checking the waiver wire on a 53-man roster if you like what you have on there. That's common sense. And we're looking to get more. We love this group, but we're looking to get more. Can be both ways. Now, before you made these moves, you guys were over there saying, oh, no. And I get it, man. It's a positive. And I wouldn't be ripping any of the guys on the team during the time. And like I get it. When you go in meetings at night, you go, hey, Anthony Weaver goes, I don't have enough at corner, man. I mean, I'm saying all the right things, but we don't have enough. We need more. And that's why you got a Rasul now here. Rasul Douglas, 30 years old. And you're looking for upgrade even the young guys. And now on top of that, and I'm real careful on this. Believe me, when it comes to mental health, I can't tell you enough. I don't joke about it. It's not funny. Been through it. And whatever Cam Smith is going through on his non-football injury list, I'm just going to leave it alone. Obviously, there's some things there. Once again, another year. I don't expect he's going to play for this team, not when you keep adding all these guys. And one of the reasons is because your second-round pick, your first pick just a few years ago, has just had some things he's got to work on. And that's it. I don't want to get into, if you've been out there, you've seen his body language, you've seen the injury. I think there's a a disconnect on some things. And, you know, I'm just real careful not to, to rip guys that are going through stuff. And I don't want to be that guy this morning, and should have probably done a better job on part of the draft of going through that process in South Carolina and trying to get more information than we did, to be honest. And so anyway, and again, that all goes back to the general manager. It does. It does. Like, guys, I get it. Hey, man, it'd be nice right now if we're to be real honest. If we hit on a first and a second round pick and I was talking about Noah Igbinoghene on one side and Cam Smith on the other as a guy you took in the first round and a guy you took in the second round with your first pick in that draft. I wish that would have worked out, but that's not the case. So we go through. So just so you understand the bigger picture, and you're not going to hit on every draft pick, and I know it, and I've had people in the organization tell me, hey, nobody, you make it sound like ones and twos are automatic. Everybody misses on ones, and you're right. You're right. There's no question about it. It's just when we look at the big picture, we can't get to where we want to, like win a playoff game as we're getting ready to set a new start. And I do believe our front of the roster is good enough to win a lot of games. I do. I don't think we're going to win five or six games. I don't. But it would have been nice, right? If we had those guys, you go, hey, man, one's 24, one's 25 years old. Isn't that amazing? Iggy's only 25 years old. Feel like he's been gone for a while. Part of the Tua and Jackson draft. So, hey, look, you hit on those guys, it would have been nice. But not now you got to go through all the other stuff that we've gone through with the drama, with the guy that we had to come in knowing there's some issues with him. Not a great team guy, but a great player. And we saw it. We knew that stuff. If we didn't, we got to be the dumbest group of guys because Jacksonville has been sitting back laughing at everyone about this, and they got their own problems. So, anyway, yeah. I'm by the way, I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started on this. We've got
more. Yeah, I know we got a lot to go. I'm just curious, like, your bird's eye view of this thing. Like, how do you think Chris did yesterday? Because I know last year's press conference was a complete disaster, and
I
we're
just
playing all
say,
that stuff back during the season and stuff. And
I don't think Chris is at his best during these press conferences. I don't think it's a strength.
Yeah,
I just don't. He knows stuff, says stuff. I think Ann tries to coach him up the best she can. Like, hey, Ann's up on everything. I think she's really good at the communication business and says, Chris this and Chris that. And listen, he came across on some serious stuff. He's not a bad guy. He's just not a bad guy. And by the way, for any of you idiots out there that send emails to him about you want him to die or the cancer stuff, like, seriously, I'd punch you in the face if I saw you. Who does that? Seriously. You can disagree. You can be frustrated. You can say he's not very good at what he does. You can say he sucks. You can throw a couple of curse words in there, but come on. You take it personal with family. Come on, man. You're better than that out there.
If those games are that serious to you, you probably need to reevaluate life, I'm guessing.
That's a great point. Right? That's a great point. Look at that.
And
it's
at the
sports.
End of the day, I know people get fired up here too and everything, but it is, yeah, it's a game. It's a game.
Hey, I get the losing, you know, and I always say the Dolphins, the way they play kind of affects the mood of South Florida sometimes. It does.
Yeah.
Monday, and I
of
see
course
it
does.
Around. But at the same time, in the bigger picture, like what happened yesterday again with another shoot, or how you're doing, or how your job's going, or how your family's doing.
Yeah,
Dolphins have nothing to do with that. Yeah,
should affect you like that. And by the way, I don't
think
anybody wants
people
to win
care.
Any more than Chris Greer.
Oh no,
he wants to win is worse than any of these Dolphins fans do.
Chris,
his legacy, his life. Like,
you're
this
exactly
is it,
right.
Man. He's not getting another job like this.
No,
this is it.
I'm sure Chris is aware of all this stuff. Yeah, man.
And he's not a bad guy either. Like, that's the other thing. He's not a bad guy. He's not a mean-spirited guy. So
I know him.
I don't get how people get off doing that.
I know
that
him,
stuff,
and I want to say all that stuff. And you can, you know, it's easy, and you can do the hit and run with us because you guys do that too, and that's fine.
This is a better place to vent than to send, you know.
No. This is. But I'd rather you send it to us because we're not going to use it, and we can read it at the same time and shake our heads. But like anybody goes out of their way to find his email and send him something that he can get a hold of. Come on, man. Seriously?
Yeah, that's, you telling
me,
that's not good.
I'm guessing if you're doing that, your own personal life's kind of crappy too, because that just sucks. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. As the Dolphins roster made more moves yesterday, and it sounds like, as you just heard from Chris Greer, we're not done. Love our roster. Well, you can't love our roster and keep adding more pieces to it on the 53, but I get what you're trying to say. I got to tell you, though, the part that just, like, hey, I've been watching this thing over years, and, you know, guys don't seem like they like each other, and they're leaving early. Hey, those are guys you're getting, man. You're the one standing next to them when they're signing those contracts and drafting them. Maybe we need, what's that thing they used to, we need gym rats, man. Who started that gym rats? Where was that? A Parcells thing? We need gym rats around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Players that have been stars at other places, and you kind of work through it. Like, you have your expectations, but you're winning. But you look at it and you like, and they say like, hey, I don't know if we're winning the right way. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of what it was. Like, these guys were all, we had a lot of good guys in that locker room. You know, some of the guys that are leaders were here before as well. And so they were held accountable. But at times, you know, guys, it didn't matter to them. Like, and so moving on from those people with the right guys here and focusing on that, because when you have a year like we did last year, you know, we've gone to playoffs the two previous years. And at some point you say, okay, all right, enough is enough. Like, yeah, we just missed the playoffs by a game last year. That's not good enough. Like, the whole goal was to win a lot more games than we did last year. So this is our time now in terms of doing everything to move forward.
All right, that was more of Chris Greer, who just keeps on giving with some of the stuff. I incredible. I listened to All 30 minutes last night, you probably heard some of it on TV, or if you're listening to radio during the day, you probably had a chance to hear some of his stuff and all over the board. It is, as far as front end of this roster, it's really good. Not great, but really, really good, and got a chance. The chemistry is a lot better. I do see guys. It looks like they like each other a lot more and playing together. I do. I see it. But why are we talking about this in year four now? What we, all these things, like now it's being like, hey, now we got a good locker room. Hey, you know, I sat there as the general manager and I watched them, and they were leaving right after, sprinting to the parking lot after practice. Like, hey, don't you guys want to stay around, do a little extra work? We're not killing you. This is not a Don Shula practice. And so every time I hear that, or we bring in great players, but they're not exactly, they're great players, but they're not good for Jalen. He's just basically talking about Jalen Ramsey, just so you know, and probably throwing some other names. But like, hey, man, you knew what you were getting. It wasn't a surprise to the league. I know he's walking a fine line, and you're responsible, man. You're the GM. Stephen Ross turned this thing over officially to you. To you. The money thing, it had to stop. Everybody saw that. We spent a record amount of money on extensions and contracts last year. Oh, my God, did we spend a lot of money. Everybody knew that. Everybody that was in the math business with the cap said, uh-oh, you're done for a while. And everything else that took place and getting guys in here. Like, listen, man, Minka Fitzpatrick is – man, people rave about him out there. Came in day one, didn't care. Said, I'll take these young guys. We're going to work. We're going to get it done. Likes it. His brother is playing at St. Thomas Aquinas. So, hey, man, it's a good situation for him. Watch his brother play on a Friday night. Hopefully he's not injured too badly, and he's going to be able to play. But he's a hell of a player at St. Thomas Aquinas. And so I just, again, I listened to all this stuff, and he'd say one thing and it sounds good, but then you go, wait a second, you're the friggin' GM. This stuff got here. You're the one that brought him in. You're the one. The coordinators didn't bring him in. You have to sign off on every guy. You know what they're like. You need to know what they're like emotionally and mentally and physically, and are they good team guys? That's your job. Are they going to stay around and do some extra work and watch a film, a little bit extra film? Mike ain't killing those guys. They're not asking them to work 24 hours a day or 18 hours a day. So I just hear this, and it's like, so now we got this new message on this reset, and can't spend this money, so we got to do it the other way through drafts and young guys, and we might not be done, and we might hit the waiver wire again. There might be more, but I love this roster. Well, you can't keep smacking this waiver wire if you love this roster. Like it just, he would say one thing and then the other part just didn't make sense or didn't make him look good as a general manager. And look, I think they got a great chance to win week one and week two. I do. And that's as far, you know, with that Thursday night up in Buffalo. And, as long as all those guys, frontline guys, the problem is, you know, nobody stays healthy across the board. Nobody. Nobody goes, can you believe that we're playing with the same 22 guys in week 17? Gosh. Same key backups. We got them all. This has been amazing. Two guys got nicked up. No, you're going to max out the IR, and guys will go down. And hell, we see it in these practices where nobody's tackling and guys – twist their knees and, you know, fall on their shoulder and hip problems as you've seen and everything else. So Anyway, and I know a lot of people are fired up about the retool. So there's one more thing I wanted to get to here, and I'm running a little bit late. I'm probably going to run late all day. Kim Bocamper is going to be in here in the 7 o'clock hour. Omar Kelly will join us at 7 o'clock this morning, and Omar's been on the money on some things, and so we'll talk to Omar about a few things if you can stay with us and want to hear more, as Omar was out there yesterday and for the long day. So the other one is the one that's getting headlines, and that's about some of the emails that he's received and some of the things that have been said.
I really haven't had many interactions with fans. No. When I see guys, they're like, hey, and if I'm out, people have always been respectful and nice, and they just say, hey, you know, keep going, appreciate you. And so it's been, no, the guys to my face have been nice. I know there's people that are upset, but that's any job. And if I was comfortable and saying I felt great about what things are, then I'm an because I'm not being realistic about where we are as a team and where things are going. So after last season, I'm frustrated like they are that we didn't win enough games last year. So I understand it. Like I said, I don't take things personally, but when I'm out, people have been generally, you know, very positive and stuff to me, but I know there's guys, I mean, I've gotten some colorful emails with from a couple people, including hoping my kids die of cancer, which is a fun one. I was like, there you go. So that's why I don't take things very personal or real, because other people have other issues and stuff in life. So.
All right. So that was Chris talking, you know, about how you're handling it and everything. And, you know, hey, of course he wants to keep winning. He's got a great job. There's only 32 of these jobs. And it's a great paying job. It's not a good paying job. It's a great paying job. A lot of dudes, man, over there that work on the football side of thing, making a lot of damn money. That place is full of millionaires. And it's big business, and it's nothing more popular in 32 different locations than the football thing right now. It's spitting out money. There's no question about it. But I hope Chris understands he's been here for a while now. He's not like a new guy getting things turned around. He's been here. He's now seen it every way possible with unlimited amount of free agent money, unlimited amount of draft picks. You know, we had 9 ones and twos in 2 years. 2 years. I think, 2020, 2021, 9 first-round picks and second-round picks. And then the other one is, with some of those, we loaded up on picks, and we thought we got the 49ers and their picks, and they basically gave it away and whiffed on one quarterback, apparently hit on another, but whiffed on their first-round pick. And so we just go to speed it up even more. We started trading for guys. Tyreek came in. Ramsey came in. Trade deadline. We get Chubb. I mean, we went after it. And
seems like he at least acknowledges that he has not done a very good job here. Like, he's not an idiot. He gets that.
He understands everything.
What do you think of him bringing that part of it up, though? Like, I get that fans send vicious emails.
I think he hit the sympathy card a little bit, okay, yeah, during this thing. He didn't need to. His tone of voice, he's a very likable guy. I get our media guys like him. So I think across the board, I speak for most media people. Like, Chris, a good guy. Like, if Chris was your neighbor, then you'd love Chris around. I think. But as a general manager in charge of this whole thing, and like, you know, you hear, well, the coach wanted this guy, so I gave him to him. Like, oh God, here we go again. And well, they wanted to get this contract done, and then he just wheezes his way right to the owner. We. No, there ain't no we in GM.
I just think the most bizarre part
we
of the
is
whole
in
thing,
team,
Joe, is that he brought up this whole reset thing. Omar brought up the reset thing too, you know, earlier on in the summer and all that. And we jumped him, right? We said, there's no way this guy's doing it. Stephen Ross brought these guys back so they could take one more stab at this thing, because he doesn't want to do a rebuild.
So that's
to
why
hear all that stuff is just, it's disheartening, because it,
so he
I don't
said
know, he's looking big picture.
He did leave that open, but he did say, I knew this months ago, that there's going to be a reset. Everybody knew it. They couldn't keep spending the amount of money they did. And we're going to pay for some of that money they spent. We're going to have dead money.
What's the difference between a reset and a rebuild, though? Like,
well, they're first cousins. They're not first cousins. They're not brothers.
But that's the thing to me, though, that's like so confusing about the whole thing. Like, you brought these guys back. For me, it felt like it was, you got one shot. With the roster that you have for the most part, right? You get your draft picks. We'll sign some guys. But this is it. You got one more shot with
Chris Greer, let me just say this, and we've been saying this. This is not something brand new. Chris Greer likes his front line of guys they have. And he signed a couple veterans that kind of patch up, knowing that some guys are going to get hurt. Brought in Judon. Kendall Lamb now makes you better at throw the football at either tackle position. And they brought in some of those guys and hopefully can develop some of these young guys quickly. And so, yeah, he's like, we can win if we can stay healthy enough. But Chris also knows the bottom part of that roster is not exactly what you want to bring home on a first date. It's just not.
I just hope that he understands and he knows. And maybe this isn't the truth, though, Joe. But
Chris knows everything. He doesn't always say it.
That this is it. Like, if this thing doesn't go well and you don't show some significant improvement, unless he's been told something different.
I don't think. I have trouble.
Mr. Ross told him, hey, take your time, build this thing back up.
All right, listen.
I don't know.
We got to go to break.
We got more time to
hit this stuff and talk more about Chris yesterday. And I don't know, man. I think some of our guys thought Chris did a nice job yesterday, you know? So anyway, hey, listen, I want to talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic. If you're in a little funk right now that even has you thinking about a vicious email or something, you probably have low T to start with. That's a problem. And then you may have ED, the frustration of your sex drive is gone, and that may force you to send a nasty email. Whatever it is, man, I want to let you know, Atlantic Men's Clinic, I was that grumpy old man for a little while. The guy that was sleeping all the time, snapping. No sex drive, by the way, is completely gone. Apologizing to my wife. I don't know what's going on here. And, it was just bad. I just had all kinds of problems. And, happens to every guy. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, went that first appointment, got all that testing done, the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. This is what they do. They knock out low T and ED. They get you your numbers back up where they need to be. You get back to normal and you're going, wow, this is incredible. I'm in my 60s. I feel like I'm back in my 40s again. And I just want to let you know, every man will go through this. ED and low T. It happens to every guy. Black, brown, white, doesn't matter. Short, tall, athletic, not so athletic. It happens to everybody. And the question is, what are you going to do when it hits? And if it hits you and you're not sure what to do, I want to tell you, I had a great experience at Atlantic Men's Clinic, and things turned around quickly. That's the number one question. If I get on the program, how long is it going to take? Quickly. It works quickly. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today. The T, the PSA test, well, you meet with their professionals, and then they put you on a program that's going to get you great results the right way, the healthy way, and you're going to be happy. 7 locations in South Florida. I go to the Plantation one, but they got a brand new one in Hollywood now, too. It is fantastic. They're all first class with great people. And don't be embarrassed, man. This happens to every guy. I see guys now, we all laugh in there when I see guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s. We all have a great laugh. Hey, you do your own shots? No, I got to get them done professionally. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. It works.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tremendously supportive. Obviously, we tell him everything that's going on because, he's the boss. He's competitive. He wants to win like we all do. But he knows a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes that people don't, which is great. And so he has a really good understanding from his business side, but also as from player and a human being side. So when we go through it and talk about it, he's like all of us. We want to win games. We want to win playoff games. We want to win Super Bowls. So none of us are happy that it hasn't happened. But also when we work through stuff, we're very clear on what our goals are and communicating with him with everything. And he communicates to us as well.
Wow. And there you have it. By the way, what that front office should be doing is apologizing to Stephen Ross would be the best thing. And Stephen Ross does believe this is a good – I'm telling you, Stephen Ross believes this team is good and has a chance to be real good this year. And we'll see. Now, Chris has kept a great relationship with Stephen Ross, but I believe Chris Greer has a good relationship with everybody in his life, man. He's a great survivor. He is a great survivor. And wanted to let you know and see here that part. There was a lot of stuff, 30 minutes of Chris Greer after. And as you've heard, the roster is not done. There could add some more pieces. It wasn't just yesterday adding a cornerback and bringing in, by the way, not just young guys, but also bringing in veterans. Jeff Wilson is going to the practice squad, but is expected to probably jump on the big team for the Colts game. You can bring practice squad guys up and send them back down a couple of times. And so we'll keep an eye on that. Having Jeff back, it didn't work out in San Francisco. And so he's back for a second time around. And we just got all this stuff, man, on the reset. What is this? A reset Thursday. That was one of the messages. The problem is you get part of the message and then you hear the back part of it and then you're going, it doesn't all add up. Like it doesn't. And then he'll take a shot at the last couple of years and the teams didn't have, but this team has. And you're like, wait a second. You're responsible for all of them. Like you're the guy that oversees. You are the umbrella. You're the GM. So if guys were leaving early, you're the one assigned them or drafted them. If a guy can't get along with everybody, you're the one had your staff spend time with him and talk to everybody, and he's supposed to be a great team guy and just a guy you want on your team. And so now we have those guys. And by the way, they have they have some really good guys. I thought they had great guys last year. So we'll tell you what a dumbass I am. I mean, I knew a couple of guys that weren't, but I don't know. There are good guys. They're good guys, like talk football in college with you and might ask you how they played and what you thought of a certain play and everything while you're going. And they appreciate when you see something that nobody's talking about. But anyway, hey, listen, we got to get all caught up here. We got 7 o'clock hour. Omar Kelly's going to join us. We come back. So we're just going to take a couple of minutes here and jump on that. And then we'll come back and get Omar's take on everything. He's got some articles in the Miami Herald today as well. And then Kim Bocamper will join us also coming up here. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. You got that old leaky roof? Not a good time right now with all this rain coming down hard. Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. You can save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. If you're starting to look around, make sure you put Loctite on that list. Now, when you call them, they got a great professional staff that sits in there and will answer all your questions, get you all set up, and get the process started. Just call 954-500-LOCK. They cover all of South Florida. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's LoctiteImpact.com. And remember, protect your home now. Don't wait for the next hurricane to hit. Go to Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.